You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Well, we're still getting over the excitement of the 2024 Paralympics in Paris last summer, but preparations are well underway for the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles. Paralympics GB has announced that Penny Briscoe CBE has been appointed as chef de mission for the Games. Penny joins us now. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
It's lovely to be back. Thank you.
Well, LA 2028 will be your 12th Games and the 6th as chef de mission. What does that role mean to you?
It means everything. The opportunity to lead one of the global leading sporting teams is clearly a huge honour and a privilege. And I've obviously been part of the movement nearly 25 years now, and it remains a huge honour to be part of the team, and to be able to lead the team is just a dream come true, really. It's every leader's dream.
And it sounds like an enormous amount of work and a big responsibility, of course. What do you enjoy most about the role itself?
I think it's a really good question, actually. And I think what I enjoy about the role is obviously the opportunity to be part of the team, the opportunity to be part of a leadership group that sort of plans the strategy to be best prepared. And I think just that opportunity to support British para athletes achieve their lifetime dreams, their lifetime ambitions. You know, the Games, the Summer Games, the Winter Games, they only come once every 4 years. And, you know, there are limited opportunities to deliver on that global stage. Being a Paralympian is part of being part of an exclusive club. And to feel that you've got an opportunity to support, I guess, delivery of that best prepared team strategy to create those environments where we hope that every athlete and staff member can thrive. It is a challenge, but it's also hugely exciting and hugely rewarding.
We should say another congratulations on a very successful Paralympic Games in Paris last year. 124 medals, with 49 of them being gold. And of course, many Paralympic world records being broken as well. Looking back now, how do you reflect on the team's performance in Paris?
Paris was an incredible Games, but it was an incredible Games on and off the field of play. It was a very different Games than we'd experienced 3 years before in Tokyo. And I think that everyone was looking forward to that Games with sort of bated breath, if you like, to get back to packed stadia, to the sort of, I guess, everything that everyone looks forward to in a Paralympics, you know, those passionate parasport fans cheering very loudly for global athletes. And Paris didn't disappoint. I mean, it was a hugely successful Games in terms of the sport presentation, the way that Paris welcomed the world. And from a Paralympics GB perspective, you know, it was hugely successful on the field of play. For me, the fact that 18 out of 19 of our sports that qualified medaled, but more importantly, 19 out of 19 sports actually had a medal event opportunity or a medal shot. And that again demonstrated, it reinforced that sort of strength in depth that we have as a British system, and built on the success that we'd seen in Tokyo. But I mean, it was also successful off the field of play, and our CEO David Clark, who you know very well, talks about what we did off the field of play being that sort of 50th gold medal, and that was all to do with, you know, our athlete community and the recognition that we're giving to athletes. It was the success, our Everybody Move platform, that it generated so much more interest, but also the launch of our Equal Play campaign. And I think really demonstrated that how we as an elite sport team can leverage social impact and use that platform that the athletes generate at the Games to create social change. And that was, I think, if you take all of those elements together, I think that sort of really resonates that Paris was hugely successful for Paralympics GB.
And it's a hugely exciting time now, looking ahead to the Paralympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. What kind of work is being done at the moment by Paralympics GB to prepare?
Yeah, the road to the Games, the journey to the Games is always a long one. And I think whilst we're coming up to 3 years to go. We've really been working on LA for probably over 5 or 6 years. I first actually went out to LA to talk to the organizing committee back in 2019. So as soon as the host city is announced, we try and spend time on the ground to develop those really, really important, I guess, local relationships. And we can't forget that this is a global games, and every games, it's a different environment, it's a different culture, it's a different set of challenges, but it's also a different set of opportunities. So a lot of work has already gone on in the background. We've got our team leader group, so the leaders of each of the sports have been identified. So that gives us clarity in terms of the group of staff that we're going to work with. We're very, very close to signing our pre-games prep venue, and that is something that we're all incredibly excited about because I think it will create an optimal base for Paralympics GB. And given that we're sort of a probably a 20-hour journey door to door from home to LA, with an 8-hour time shift and obviously significant environmental challenges, getting our prep camp right is really important for the athletes because it acts as a springboard into the game. So hopefully we go into California, we do our prep, and then we're really ready to go. So we talk about being games ready, and I think our pre-games prep camp underpins that. And then the other things that we're looking at is what does our footprint in and around LA need to look like? So we obviously have the village where the athletes will be housed, but there's also a wider infrastructure that we need to put in place, whether that's accommodation for extra staff, whether that's a lodge that friends and family can come and visit and meet with their athletes. So there's an awful lot. It's a complex planning process, and it's an organisation-wide process to ensure that we maximise the opportunity on and off the field of play that each and every Paralympic Games affords us.
And how different then is the approach to preparations ahead of each Paralympics that you've been a part of? What makes each Paralympic Games feel different and unique?
Another great question. I think my first Paralympics was Athens in 2004, and I think as I reflect back over 20 years, I think one of the things that, from my perspective, that is different is the sort of the sophistication in planning. So whilst there's a lot of similarities, I think the attention to detail, the sophistication of the plans that are now put in place to ensure that we are that best prepared team have moved on, significantly, just as athlete preparation has moved on. And if we want to remain world leading, clearly we need to innovate. We need to be looking ahead as to what the opportunities and the challenges are. And I think as a Paralympics GB team, we do that quite well. I think the other thing is sort of, I guess, a greater awareness of global leadership. Each games we go into, we're going into a host nation that has its own language, its own culture, its own ways of working and doing things. And I think it's incumbent on us as a Paralympics GB be to recognize and appreciate those environments, those cultures, those values, and try and, I guess, use our experience and our own values to ensure that we work with organizing committees and local suppliers in a really positive way to clearly then be able to deliver that best prepared team.
And last year, Penny, you received a CBE for services to Paralympic sport in the King's New Year's Honours. How did it feel to be recognised in that way for your work?
It's sort of slightly indescribable, to be honest. I'm a person that grew up in a council estate in Telford, and to be recognised for, I guess, my love of sport and para sport, and for a career where I've had the opportunity to come into a movement that's sort of in its second era, the pre-London period and then the sort of post-London period where the media spotlight has shone on the athletes and the sports really for the first time. To even to be able to contribute to that in a small way would have been more than enough. And I think to be recognised in the King's Honours I'm hugely proud. I'm hugely privileged. I know it's very much an award that is for me as an individual, but it wouldn't be without the team for me to, to recognise the team as part of the award that I've received and the support that I've received throughout my career at Paralympics GB from so many colleagues, both here in the UK, but also internationally. And I'll be forever grateful for the support I've received to to be in this very privileged position now to be recognised in the King's Honours.
We're still 3 years away from the Paralympic Games getting underway in LA, but are there already events that you're hoping that Paralympics GB can have a big impact and do well in?
I think everyone's super excited by this concept of sport meets Hollywood. And I think that, LA is an incredibly diverse city. I think over 200 languages spoken. It's very warm, it's very welcoming. It's obviously there are lots of challenges which are being publicized in global media currently. But I think we are incredibly excited by the creativity, the inclusivity of Los Angeles. And it's the first time that the Paralympic Games are being hosted in this city. So we hope that they, give us a really warm welcome, embrace the diversity of para sport. If we think back, those of us that are old enough to 1984 and the Los Angeles Olympic Games, when the man in the jet pack appeared in the stadium. I mean, if they can do that kind of theatre and drama in 1984, what kind of, I guess, theatre drama are they going to pull out in 2028? So we're really looking forward to LA. There's lots of fabulous venues, Venice Beach, Long Beach, the Coliseum in downtown LA. There will be some iconic venues, there'll be some iconic backdrops. And I think we're just looking forward to the opportunity to compete again on the global stage and in a city that we've not competed in before. So I think, yeah, huge excitement is definitely a good description of how we're feeling about LA.
Well, where's the best place to follow the journey of Paralympics GB as preparations continue for the LA Paralympic Games in 2028?
Yeah, lots of ways to follow. So via our website, so at Paralympics GB, but also lots of social media channels. So we've got Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. So type in at Paralympics GB and be sure to follow us because there's some incredible content linking you to the athletes and the athlete journeys and also to the wider social impact projects that Paralympics GB is involved in. So it's a hugely exciting team. And the more the merrier is all I can say.
Lots to look forward to over the next few years. Penny Briscoe, CBE, Paralympics GB Chef de Mission for the LA Paralympic Games in 2028. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.